This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, Friday edition of the program. Live and direct from the Williston Basin International Airport. Is this cool or what? This is the first radio show that's ever been broadcast from this airport. We were the first to experience this XWA airport even before it opens to the public. By the way, that's tomorrow, community celebration. That's right. You can see all that 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. All this airport has to offer, community grand opening. They're doing the runway run, too, registration at 10 and the actual run at 11, which is a great idea. And it is hard to describe. It's that amazing. This afternoon, Senator Kramer, Senator Hovind, Senator Daines, Governor Burgum, Governor Dalrymple, along with others, representatives from the FAA and, of course, the city, will be here to dedicate it. We're going to chat real briefly with our next guest and then bring in Senator Kevin Kramer for the Talk Radio Town Hall today on the program, live and direct from Williston. And that is David Tuan, who's the city administrator here. David, how are you?
Very good. Good morning.
Good. Nice to see you.
You too.
So you were the public works director in Williston.
Yeah.
And then 2 years ago became the city administrator.
Williston's first.
Yeah. The first. You didn't have a city administrator before that.
We did not have one, no. We grew pretty fast, and we determined that was a position that was sorely needed, so we implemented it about 2 years ago.
I imagine the engineering and the public works background probably helped with this project a little.
You know, it kind of fit in at the right time. My background is municipal engineering, so I've had a hand in working with the water treatment plant expansions, the wastewater plant expansions, all of our transportation expansions. And when we started this project, not only was it a good fit, but it was the right time, and we all kind of tackled it together.
How dang exciting is it to get up every day and have a blank canvas and have to, you know, fill it in, right?
It's really a dream come true professionally for me, but also the community that I love to see it grow and prosper has been a wonderful thing.
That is great. We have a question from the audience wondering what airlines will serve this airport.
Well, currently we have two major airlines. We have Delta and United. They are coming with us to the new airport. We're looking to provide one additional airline, hopefully in 2020, to get that value market secured. There's a lot of travelers from this part of the state that travel to the Southwest, whether that's to Phoenix, places in Arizona, to Las Vegas, and so on. It also opens up a slightly different market. So we're in conversations to try to secure that value carrier in early 2020. So the hope is that we'll have three. We do have three jet bridges coming in from day one at the airport, so we'll have the capacity to handle it, and we're optimistic we'll have that in 2020.
Will there be different aircraft now?
Yes, actually, now that we have a more modern runway, we can handle larger aircraft that has a greater, you know, weight-bearing capacity. So we're already starting to see commitments from the airlines bringing in bigger aircraft and more modern offerings.
There's a ribbon-cutting ceremony this afternoon at 2, a P-51 Mustang flyover here. And then remarks from all of the individuals about this great day. Wait till you see it. It is something to see for sure. David, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Scott.
David Tuan is the city administrator for the city of Williston on this historic day as we broadcast live from Williston. Senator Kevin Kramer is here. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall, and your calls, your questions, your comments are welcome at 800-228-0550. Senator Kramer, welcome.
Well, it's good to be with you, of course, as always, Scott, via the telephone, but I'm really looking forward to being in Williston here in a few hours.
I see some news today that I wanted to ask you about from Governor Burgum related to the EPA announcing that they will be seeking comment on actions to ensure that more than 15 billion gallons of conventional ethanol be blended into the nation's fuel supply beginning in 2020. The governor called this a good agreement that strikes a balance between our farmers, ethanol producers, and refiners, protecting demand for renewable fuels while still allowing for exemptions for small refineries. What's your take on this news for the ethanol and corn industries in North Dakota?
Well, I think the governor nailed it pretty well in terms of it strikes a balance. Now, we'll see. I don't imagine it will be met with universal praise. In fact, I'm pretty certain that it'll be met with some criticism in various corners, but that's to be expected, Scott. I mean, the renewable fuel standard, as you know, is a very complicated issue. We have a declining demand for liquid fuel. fuels, for transportation fuels in this country. But this rulemaking, first of all, it's a rulemaking, which I think is good. It means that there'll be public comment. There'll be opportunity for submitting comment, probably some public meetings as well. But there is some urgency to it as well, because, of course, the recent exemptions or waivers for small refineries has put a crimp, of course, on demand. But at the same time, we're having these trade disputes and trade negotiations, which additionally creates some challenges in terms of the demand side and presents some opportunities as well. So I think it does strike the right balance. I think transparency is important. I've always said that. The lack of transparency in the issuing of the waivers is problematic. One of the things I like about what I've seen so far, and remember, this has been out probably less than an hour now, maybe even not much more than half an hour, but it's a joint release from the EPA and EPA Administrator Wheeler, who will be in Bismarck next week on Monday and Tuesday, and of course Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture. And this was something the President just insisted upon. We have to find a way to make up for those lost volumes from the waivers, but at the same time, we want to find a way to create more market access for E15. Remember, President Trump fulfilled his promise to open up E15 sales year-round. That was a major victory for ethanol. But you still have to have an infrastructure to distribute it, because E10 is sort of the top end for a lot of the infrastructure at the retail level, and you have to, of course, have a market that wants it. So he's including in this rulemaking, looking for ideas for how to improve that infrastructure as well. So, an emphasis on international markets, because the more trade deals we can finish up, including USMCA, Nancy Pelosi, stop the witch hunt and let's get to work on behalf of American farmers, if you're listening. But, there's a lot of opportunity to sell a lot more ethanol and biofuels outside of the United States, probably, than there is even inside of the United States. So we got to be about all of it, and that's what this announcement today does.
Is this the announcement the president has been promising for some time, where he said, he talked about a big announcement coming for ethanol. Yeah. This is it.
This is it, but so that people know, I mean, there's still process to all of this. But yeah, the president's been very clear, and I will tell you, having talked to him and of course others, particularly at the Department of Energy, the president's been very clear. He wants this thing fixed to the benefit of farmers. And he's got a lot of friends in the oil industry and the distribution side of things, the refining side of the industry as well. But he has been very clear that, he expects us to be able to meet these volumes as outlined in the renewable fuel standard. Now, you can only push so far. At some point, there has to be a pull. And what I mean by that, for those of you who've taken marketing class, you know this, but there has to be a demand on the other side of it. And that's why what I think he's doing here is he's striking that balance. He's trying to replace the gallons from the waivers, but he's also trying to, make it easier to both find markets, grow markets, and sell the product domestically to people who actually want the product.
All right, 800-228-0550. If you have a question or comment, you mentioned next week's visit of Andrew Wheeler, who is the EPA administrator. This week, two cabinet secretaries. Next week, another. Just briefly, if you don't mind, recapping the visits of the two that were here. First, Secretary Wilkie of the VA. Biggest takeaway for you was what?
Well, the biggest takeaway for me was getting him away from the bureaucracy, and by the way, it's probably true of all of them, but bringing him to the hyperbaric treatment facility there in Fargo was really big, because, as you know, he named Fargo as the fifth hospital, the VA hospital in Fargo, the fifth market for a pilot program to use hyperbaric oxygen treatment for treating veterans. But that pilot only works if it has customers, if you will, patients, veterans. And I think for him to be able to see that facility himself and to hear directly from Dr. Daphne and the other folks at the facility, and, by the way, talk to a number of veterans who've been treated by hyperbaric oxygen treatments and see that, at least anecdotal evidence, if not scientific evidence, was very important. And him leaving there, seeing real results, I think is important to loosening up some of the regulations that allow this pilot to actually be successful. The other takeaway was just the affirmation of the blessing of that we have in North Dakota and Western Minnesota with that Fargo VA facility, both the medical facility and, of course, the regional office that's there, serves our veterans very well. And if every facility served veterans as well as the Fargo facility, you wouldn't be hearing all the bad news about the VA nationally. But Secretary Wilkie, Scotty, anytime a cabinet secretary shows up, it's a big deal. And when they listen and take away some real, substantive solutions, that's what it's all about. And by the way, on behalf of all of them, let's not lose sight of the fact that this is an extension, a reflection of Donald Trump's commitment to middle America, his commitment to accessibility, to accountability, to transparency. And sometimes that transparency gets him in trouble because people sort of gasp when truth comes out of his mouth. But the reality is that these cabinet secretaries visiting North Dakota this week is an extension of his service to us.
I'll ask you about the Interior Secretary briefly when we come back, and then we'll talk a little bit about the unbelievable circus that is underway in the nation's capital by the Democrats, who clearly have decided they can't beat the president at the ballot box and got to do it by impeachment.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables, too. We've talked spas, we've talked saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of every day made better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table, that's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UND tables, and even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University, and you can totally customize it if you'd like, and the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, Spas, Pool Tables too, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am looking at a beautiful piece of land that next Tuesday is going to belong to some lucky son of a gun, I'll tell you. Wow. It is the Fedick Ranch, if you've heard of that, Dunn County, North Dakota, 2,400-plus acres. The actual auction will take place Tuesday, 11 a.m. at Grand Dakota Lodge and Convention Center in Dickinson. Pipers has this, and our friends at Pipers have, this remarkable property, expansive meadows, stunningly beautiful buttes, tree-lined valleys. It's on the eastern edge of the North Dakota Badlands, rich in wildlife habitat, native grasses, flowers, productive grazing for cattle, horses, endless activities for sportsmen or recreationalists. They're doing this in three parcels. So find out all about this wonderful once-in-a-lifetime opportunity at Pipers.com or call them at 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. We're live at the Williston Basin International Airport. Brand new today. Ribbon cutting VIP this afternoon, and then tomorrow it's open to the public. And then October 10th is the first time a plane lands here. Somebody's been asking about that. A few folks have. October 10th is when the planes begin landing, and they're ready to go. So simple as a little trip out to beautiful area of Williston, just north of Williston, to see this tomorrow. I hope you take it in and enjoy it. If you have a question or comment for Senator Cramer, you can call us, 800-228-0550. You can text us, Todd, at 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. All right, Rudy in Bismarck has a question. We'll go to that first and then get back to the second part of our question on the visits of Trump administration cabinet secretaries. Rudy, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I've got a question. Good morning, Senator Cramer. You always hear about the exports and exports to try to increase these commodity prices, but nobody's talking about the big inequities between the food dollar that is spent in this country. Back in the late 40s, the farmer was getting over 49 cents out of every dollar that was spent, and today we're less than 14 cents and shrinking. And is there anything that can be done in a capitalistic society to, have the farmer to where, he's really getting ripped off when he's selling a bushel of corn for $3 and a box of cornflakes costs $3, and we're talking 56 pounds versus 10 ounces. There's something wrong with that system. I realize there's some cost in production, but I don't think it's quite that much. Is there anything being done?
It's complicated for sure. And your question is, can anything be done in a free market system to deal with that? And I think we should talk through that. But I'm going to add one other thing, Rudy, that is outside of the farmer's control. And that is, of course, the farmer's input costs almost never go down. Even if the other commodities that are directly related to input costs, say gas or oil, maybe the cost of diesel fuel or gasoline goes down with the price of oil, but other things oftentimes do not. It's certainly not fertilizers and chemicals and things like that. So that's, I think, an additional injustice, if you will. And that maybe there's not a lot we can do about it, but I think it's relevant. One of the challenges, of course, is that farmers are more productive every year, and they're more efficient, and we produce a lot more of a product, so it's valued less by volume, and that's sort of an economic phenomenon. But we also want it to be the case. We want to be productive. We have more people eating. What we never see, to Rudy's point, is we don't see the price of cornflakes coming down with the price of corn. They may go up with the price of corn, and there's an old economic theory. It's not very complicated. It's called rockets and feathers. When the raw commodities go up, the price of everything goes up like a rocket. When it comes down, it sort of floats down like a feather. But in the case of agriculture, it's almost never reciprocal. What can be done about it? Every now and then, Rudy, there's a, particularly in the livestock industry, where there's even more monopoly, or at least oligopoly type of supply chain or value chain, every now and then there'll be an investigation into some sort of collusion or monopoly practices and whatnot. But that's not been the case much in the other commodities. So there's one area where if there's a suspicion of that or evidence of something like that, maybe something could be looked into.
How suspicious does it have to get when you have, corn could go up to $8 a bushel, and the actual price of corn going into that box of cornflakes would only increase by about a nickel to 6 cents.
Right, right.
And yet you and I both know that that box of cornflakes would go up by $1, $1.50. Now, when those things happen, I mean, we know they happen. Why aren't those things ever investigated and checked into why that's occurring? I mean, the scenario you just described about going up like a rocket and falling like a feather, that should be enough reason for investigation. I mean, we know that input costs have gone up 10 times since the 70s, and, you know, nobody seems to ever check into why this, you know, even for the benefit of the consumer. I mean, the box of cornflakes probably should be closer to $1, $1.25, which would still be adequate profit for everybody versus $3 or $4.
Well, that may be. I'm not sure that is the case, because obviously there are a lot of other input costs in the supply chain that go up, not least which is labor, transportation, you know, the facilities. All of that stuff also goes up. So I don't want to, you know, understate all of that. I don't know what the appropriate profit level should be, nor how much government oversight there are to be in a private industry's profit. I will say this. One thing that farmers have, as you know, Rudy, I mean, over the decades, farmers have gotten a lot more savvy. They've had a lot more, they've identified more options for selling their own and marketing their own products. In some cases, it's contract growing. In some cases, it's literally a value-added cooperative that they invest in. In some cases, it's, you know, it's bins. The problem we have now is that we are in a down cycle in everything. And on top of all that, we've had an awful rainy harvest season, which is adding further insult to injury. And so all of these things are amplified in an unfortunate way. I'm not giving you very many answers other than discussion, Rudy, but I take to heart what you're saying about how bad or how obvious does it have to get before an investigation takes place. And, you know, it's worth looking into, and we will. We'll take a look at what the various trade laws are.
It seems to me even, you know, a little bit of just a sort of, I don't know, illustration as to what you're describing there. Where does the dollars go? You know how you do that with a gallon of gas, right? Why does a gallon of gas cost $3? Well, you expect that you pretty soon you got it. It just needs a little bit of discussion, it seems like to me. Appreciate the call, Rudy. Thank you very much. Let me go to Rod, West Central Minnesota, for Senator Kramer. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Senator Kramer. Between two cornfields coming into Minnesota, my question is, some people forecast in the decades ahead more electric vehicles, and some even predict as far as 2040 or 2050, no more vehicles powered by gasoline that would have blended ethanol. What's the market look like in the future if electric vehicles take off in the forecast some people have? What other alternatives could there be for corn?
We will give Senator Kramer a chance to answer that on the other side of the break. Rod, don't go away. The 13th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference is coming up Tuesday at the National Energy Center of Excellence, Bismarck State College. Probably be one of these topics right here. And Senator Kramer will be there, along with Senator Hovind, Governor Burgum as well. We'll be broadcasting live there. And, of course, the Administrator of the EPA.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's on Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court's announced it will hear arguments in an abortion case concerning a Louisiana law that places restrictions on that procedure. The law requires any doctor performing an abortion to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital and requires abortions be performed at hospital-like facilities with expensive equipment close at hand in case something goes wrong. It's similar to a Texas law that the court struck down 3 years ago in a 5-3 ruling, but that
that came down after the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, and the deciding vote was cast by since-retired Justice Anthony Kennedy. The current court has two new justices in Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, so a different ruling is possible. A U.S. envoy is reportedly talking with the Taliban in Pakistan. It's the first known contact between the two sides since President Trump called off such talks last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Gourmet Meats, Bismarck, North Dakota, proud to sell North Dakota raised beef. Tell you what, if you've ever been to their plant south of town, it's really amazing what they do there. The corn-fed, grass-fed, all-natural raised beef processed right at their butcher shop. I don't know about you, but I love going to a butcher shop. I'll take that over going to a store any day to go right into the butcher shop, pick out your cut of meat. Talk with the pros about exactly what you're trying to do, which one's better on the grill. They're great. They have that and a lot more. And if you'd like your venison after you take out a deer this year, it's guaranteed at Schweitzer's. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats guarantees your deer back to you. So that's important. 625 South Washington Street, front of Dan's and Runnings. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay, back on What's on Your Mind with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, and Rod had the question for you related to...
So Rod's question was related to liquid fuel demand going down, and he's right on point. And this is a reality that I feel like a lot of entities haven't been dealing with very realistically. By the way, including, my friends in the biofuels world, including them. And while the mandates are great, you can't just mandate something and pour it on the ground. You can't just pump Bakken crude and pour it on the ground and still collect money for it. So Rod is right on point, and this is important to the Bakken, it's important to corn, it's important to, all the biofuels and the crops that are part of it, and all the jobs that demand it. But, so his question was, what will it look like in the future? My smart aleck answer is, with more electric vehicles, is it means we're going to have to mine a lot more coal to generate more electricity to plug our cars into. And I suppose that this is why, by the way, the coal industry largely supports electric vehicles. But I think we have to be very careful not to continue pitting one industry against another as we look at innovation. And it's why things like the electric vehicle tax credit, which is massive, by the way. I mean, it rewards rich people buying electric cars, and of course adds to the price of the electric cars. I don't care what anybody says. If you're giving somebody money to buy something, the price goes up by however much free money you're giving to people. But all of that just continues to manipulate markets, and supply continues to dwindle. But this is why, to Rod's point, I think trade is the real solution to a lot of this, because global demand goes up. other parts of the world are using more fuels as they develop and whatnot. And that's why it's important for the House Democrats to get to the business of completing trade deals, getting behind our president who's making even more trade deals with even more countries like India, now Japan that's finished up, United Kingdom, European Union. You know, get on that USMCA thing and get that done so we can grow our markets by growing the people that are purchasing it. But Rod's exactly right. In the United States of America, that demand is going the other direction. So we always have to be looking for new things to do, new things to grow, new things to produce. You know, maybe corn won't be the top crop in 10 or 20 years, but I have no doubt that our farmers and innovators will find other things to meet other market demands.
Rod, thanks for the call, and welcome others as well at 800-228-0550 for Senator Kevin Cramer. Let's talk a little bit about the effort by Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, to use the transcript from the call with the Ukrainian president for the president. And evidently there was yesterday a testimony as well, and this continues. But the big question is, can they get by with an impeachment inquiry without having to follow all the normal protocol so both sides are heard before they have an actual vote and go to an actual impeachment process? I mean, are they going to prevail on that, do you think?
Well, they have prevailed on it because that's the consequence of an election. We often like to tell our opponents that, you know, elections have consequences. Well, it's the same is true for us. Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House because Democrats have a majority. The majority of the Democrats are radical leftists, socialists, anti-Trump, you know, never-Trumpers, and so they prevail upon her, and in order for her to keep her power, keep her speakership, she has to cater to them, and she does. And so can they prevail? Sure. They run the House. And the House is different than the Senate, and it's easier for the majority to run. You don't have the 60-vote margin on things. You don't have equal representation state to state. So, you know, the majority in the House is a powerful thing. Now, does it have the same muscle? Well, I don't know. It does if the Washington Post, the New York Times, and all the others allow the rhetoric to be recorded as truth. And remember, you asked specifically about Adam Schiff, the chairman of the committee. Well, Adam Schiff read his own version of that transcript you're referring to, in his words, not the transcript. Remember, transcript is what was said. He reads it his own way with saying things that weren't said in the transcript, and somehow, you know, it gets reported as, here's what the transcript says. Of course, not by everybody, but he did get caught at that. And then, of course, he also said that he didn't know who the whistleblower was, had never talked to them, and only to find out that as recently as a month ago, that the, quote, whistleblower, who I'm convinced is a leaker, not a whistleblower, and a co-conspirator with Adam Schiff and his group, but he had actually, prior to filing the whistleblower complaint, talked to the House committee. So there's a lot going on. They are best served by chaos, and that's what I think they're trying to do. I think their best bet is not a legal one at all. Their best strategy for getting rid of Donald Trump, or at least not getting him reelected, is to create chaos and to drive wedges between the American people. And I think part of why USMCA hasn't been done, and part of why you're not going to see anything else done by the House Democrats going forward, is that they don't want things done. They actually want chaos because it serves their political interests the best. And failure, Donald Trump failing, is more important to them than America succeeding. So I think it's imperative that we as Republicans, until such time as some real evidence is actually presented, if there is any. And by the way, this is the other thing, Scott. The reason they're doing all this fast, why they're doing the subpoenas quickly, pushing out the inquiry quickly without the appropriate process of having a vote, all of that is designed to avoid what happened in the Mueller situation. See, remember, they thought Bob Mueller was going to sink Donald Trump, that certainly he's going to prove what Adam Schiff said, you know, all the evidence exists, that there's lots of evidence and proof that he colluded with the Russians, only to find out he didn't. There's all kinds of proof he didn't collude with the Russians. And by letting Mueller go for over 2 years, it unraveled on them, and they got nothing. They're not going to take that risk this time. They're going to try to piece together by innuendo, hearsay, articles that somehow Donald Trump's guilty and deserves impeachment, and let's get to the vote right away before this thing unravels on us one more time. And it may serve them well in the short term, Scott. I do not believe it will serve them well in the long term.
I have to believe you have a sense of how frustrated this is for people who are supporters of the president. Obviously in North Dakota, supporters of yours as well, and Senator Hoeven and Governor Burgum. But I'm hearing from them regularly to the point where they're saying, give out Senator Cramer's number. Give out Senator Hoeven's number. Give out Congressman Cramer's number. We want to call and tell them, that we stand with the president and, let's fight this together. And I always say, well, that's great. I think the more that you call anybody, even somebody that you support, to let them know that you want something to happen is great. That's, you serve the public, right? So the public calling is a good thing. But what do you say to folks that say, again, going back to a little bit of our conversation last week with you and I and Senator Lindsey Graham, who most of the ire was directed at, why aren't the Bidens called up there? Why aren't they there? And, front and center, having been heard. Whatever it is, what do you say to people who want more fight from fellow Republicans, you and fellow Republicans?
Sure. Well, a couple of things. One thing I'd say is that what I've just described that the Democrats are doing is not responsible. And we want to be the responsible party. And while it can be frustrating in the short run, think of it this way. One of the things that I always find frustrating when I watch a football game is that some running back gets the ball at the one-yard line, plows into the end zone and gets a touchdown. He spikes the ball and does a dance and takes off his helmet and pounds his chest and points at himself at how great he is. And then they lose the game 40-7. And I think, wow, that was great, heroic of you to lose a game 40-7. But he had that moment, of glory. And I think that's selfish, frankly, and it's one of the things that frustrates me the greatest about professional sports. Well, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the party that screams and hollers and yells and gets nice op-eds and nice editorials from the New York Times. I'd rather get the bad guy in the end. You can have a news story for a day, or you can have a conviction at the end. And we're just as conservatives, we're more inclined to seek the truth than we are to seek the limelight. But I would say this on behalf of the people that you're talking about: what I do think I'd like to see more of, and that's more Republican members and senators defending our president on talk radio like I am right now, and not just defending them. One of the things I don't like is the word defend, because defense is a tough place to be. Now, we're naturally on defense because we have the president. He's under attack. But we also can be aggressive and not always be on our heels. And I think that we need to be able to do that publicly. Remember, one of the things that we're going to see here shortly, of course, is the what will eventually hopefully be the famous Horowitz report that will come out, the IG report on the genesis of the collusion investigation and what led to all of that and what led to the warrants and the subpoenas that came from the Clinton campaign and all of that stuff. And I think what Democrats want to do is cloud that issue with all this other nonsense, of course. But when it comes out, we'll have real evidence. It won't just be noise. It'll be actual evidence, and hopefully it'll be much more useful. But I think in the meantime, I think what I hear people saying is they want to see the fight. We don't have to be reckless, but we are, at the very least, ought to be calling people out. And I'm happy to do my part in doing that, and whether it's on the local level or the national level when I get my chances.
Let's squeeze in a call from Fred in North Fargo here before we go to break. Fred, your question for Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Hi, old Senator Cramer. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Fred.
One quick comment about collusion. I wish that our president would use a little bit of what I call rhetorical jujitsu and use the opponent's position to advance his own and say, I colluded with Middle America, bringing back millions of jobs, in manufacturing and livelihoods. I conspired with patriots to close the borders to illegal immigration, to welcome people from all over the world to participate in the American dream.
I love that.
Isn't it? That's great, Fred. Fabulous. Give Senator Kramer a chance to respond more when we come back after this.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Have you ever seen the White House at Christmas time? It's spectacular, and it's part of the Flag Family trip to Washington, D.C., December 10th through the 14th. I'm Scott Hinnan, host of What's On Your Mind. My wife, Marie, and I are hosting this trip. I'd love to send you an itinerary and full details on how you can join us with packages starting at $2,500 per person. Call 952-898-3478, extension 228. 952-898-3478, extension 228, or go to am1100theflag.com.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at mineraltracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is powered by Schwann at BuickGMC.com. There will be a Veterans Appreciation Meal coming up in just over a month. More on that coming up. The tickets are getting printed up as we speak. You know what else has got to go? The 2019s, because the 2020s are coming. Find yours at Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in our final segment for him. These go so quick, so much ground to cover. I have to ask you about this. I saw a town hall. I don't even know why I watched it. So watching it live. Last night on C-SPAN, that Alexander Cortez was hosting Congresswoman from, we call her AOC now, New York City, and the most bizarre group of people related to questions on global warming included this. See what you think of this.
So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies aside and not. We need to eat the babies because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutant. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the New Green Deal, but it's not enough. You know, even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies aside and not. We need to eat the babies. And this is very serious. Please give a response.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
We'll go ahead.
Right. She went on to calmly answer, well, we have a little more than 2 months, but, you know, not much. What do you make? I mean,
I'm at least advocating that this is why abortion is so important, that we have, you know, liberal abortion laws, because we, you know, it's contributing to climate change, having all these children. But this woman, I think, is a parody of that. But if somebody was serious about that, then their greatest contribution to the existence of the planet would be, you know, okay, I shouldn't even say it, but it's pretty obvious. You know, if you think somebody else's life should be taken, to ensure climate change doesn't get us, and you know, we all could play a role, but that's ridiculous. The human life is the most precious on the planet, and God's not going to destroy the planet to destroy us.
That was the sickest thing I've ever heard in my life. I hope it was like Howard Stern skit or something, but I haven't heard that yet. So
Insider.com is saying it was a pro-Trump group that was behind it.
But why did she allow it to continue?
Exactly. I mean, and then answer it seriously. You know, I mean, and nobody in the room until the very end is going, oh, well, what's going on here? You know,
I know, they're all looking like it's like, oh, well, that's a legitimate concern. We need to talk about this.
So one other thing I want to ask you quickly. We have a bunch of stuff to get to in literally 2.5 minutes here, so we'll go a lightning round. State's largest newspaper has an opinion piece today suggesting that you were a keynoter for a radical group. The Christians United for Israel. What do you say about that?
Well, I thought first of all, this McFeely guy, I had to kind of remember who he was. I thought he used to be a radio guy, but I read and I thought, is he on my side? Because it was sort of like making my case, but I of course came to the realization he's ignorant. And I got news for them. Not only does my Christianity inform my position on things like support for Israel, which is like the biggest no-brainer of all time, it informs me on abortion. I was a keynoter last week at the Teen Challenge Banquet in Williston, a faith-based recovery program. I support adoption because of my faith. I support lots of things as a result of my faith. I believe that my public service is a expression of that. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's what George Washington was thinking as well. And so the ignorance of the piece was sort of remarkable. And I would never have read it. My wife found it and literally read it out loud to me. But I thought the headline was great. I think some like Kevin Cramer mixes religion with foreign policy, to which it's, of course,
But they're not saying that as a compliment. It says foreign policy via the Bible. That doesn't seem at all dangerous, does it? I mean, that's what it says in there. You know, I mean,
And by the way, no, it does not. As a matter of fact, it does not. I mean, Abraham Lincoln relied heavily on his both his domestic and foreign policy on his faith. It's what informs us. It's what drove him to be a Republican instead of a Whig or a Democrat was his faith and the moral certainty that slavery was wrong and is wrong. That's a faith position. And to be honest, I feel kind of badly for McFeely. I kind of remember him as a sports guy or something. I haven't seen him for a long time, but I always thought he was a talented guy, and is, you know, he's a good writer. Obviously, I read the piece. It was good. Let me tell you what I did. I prayed for him right away and hoped that he could sort of soften his heart a little bit about Israel. And he referred to Christians as anti-Muslim. I thought that was very weird as well. But clearly, he's anti-Christian. So just do that.
Yeah, good point. All right, we'll leave it there. We will talk probably next week surrounding the president's trip to Minneapolis. If folks don't have tickets for that yet and would like to join us on the bus, hotel accommodations and the bus trip down, 952-898-3478. Same number for the D.C. trip.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.